Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As the Sox try to figure out how to rebuild for next season, there's little question Theo leaves the team with a definite place in its already storied history. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch looks back at his tenure in Boston.
When the Red Sox named their new GM back in 2002, it was a big shock to longtime fan Dave Ryan.
The first thing I looked at him, he looked 10 years younger than my youngest brother. He looked like a little kid.
At 28 years old, Theo Epstein became the youngest general manager ever in Major League Baseball.
We're going to turn the Red Sox into a scouting and player development machine. The sky's the limit. I'll say it again. We're going to become a scouting and player development machine.
Theo was emblematic of a new wave in baseball that's the subject of the new film Moneyball. Teams had learned to be more sophisticated, more analytical about how to win. Theo was the face of that for the Red Sox. With the new system, he promised to fulfill fans' dreams.
We have a chance to win in 2003. We have a chance to win it all.
He was one pitch away from being right. The Sox lost in Game 7 of the American League Championship that year. The following year, dreams came true. The Sox made sweet history by coming back against the New York Yankees in the playoffs, and then...
Back to full. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
Their first championship since 1918. Reversing the curse put Epstein and the team he assembled on the eternal heroes list of countless Red Sox fans. But when Boston fizzled the following year, he and ownership weren't getting along. Theo shocked many by choosing not to stay on with the Sox when his contract ended on Halloween. To avoid reporters, he snuck out of Fenway in a gorilla suit. He spoke publicly a few days later.
The way I am to do this job, you have to go all in, put your faith and your trust in the organization. And in the end, I determined it was the right thing for me not to return.
Months later, differences patched, Theo came back. And when the Sox won it all again in 2007, nobody could say it was a fluke. But the memory that's freshest in fans' minds today is an odious piece of history, the just-completed season, the disastrous late-season collapse, missing the playoffs. The day after the team became a sorry entry in the record books, Epstein answered criticism alongside team manager Terry Francona, Tito.
I believe in a lot of people in this organization, including Tito, including myself. And when we're at our best, I think this is the best organization in baseball. This year, we weren't at our best.
By leaving, Epstein has the opportunity to be even better. He'll take over another storied franchise and another beloved ballpark, the lovable loser Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. Imagine the legacy if Theo can do in the Windy City what he did here in his hometown hub. The Cubbies haven't won the World Series since 1908. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.